The Great Benefits of Honoring Images of the Blessed Virgin Mary. A hermit of Mount Olivet had in his cell a holy image of Mary, and frequently offered up prayers before it. The devil could not endure such devotion to the Holy Virgin, and tormented him continually with temptations against purity, and the poor old hermit, finding himself still pursued by them, notwithstanding all his prayers and mortifications, said one day to the enemy, "What have I done to you, that you will not leave me in peace?" And the demon appeared to him and answered,
"You torment me more than I torment you."
And then he added,
"Now come and swear secrecy to me, and I will tell you what you must cease to do, if you wish me not to molest you any more."
The hermit took the oath, and then the devil said to him,
"I wish you never again to approach that image that you have in your cell."
The hermit was greatly perplexed, and went to take counsel of the abbot Theodore, who told him that he was not bound by his oath, and that he must not cease to recommend himself to Mary before that image, as he had done before. The hermit obeyed, and the devil was put to shame and conquered. There lived once in Milan a man named Maisiecco, so addicted to gambling that one day he lost at play the very clothes he wore. In a violent rage at his loss, he took a knife and struck an image of the Blessed Virgin, and blood burst forth from it into his face. He was so much moved that he burst into tears, and offered thanks to the Virgin that she had obtained for him time for repentance. He afterwards entered a Cistercian monastery, and led such a holy life that he even received the gift of prophecy. After being 40 years a religious, he died a holy death. The Blessed Clement, a Franciscan, one morning delayed going to the common table, that he might stop and recite certain accustomed devotions to the Most Holy Virgin. But she spoke from her image, and directed him to go with the others, because obedience pleased her more than all other devotions. A certain man in Germany had committed a great sin, and was ashamed to confess it. Yet, on the other hand, he could not endure the remorse which he felt, and went to cast himself into the river. But just as he was on the point of doing so, he stopped, and bursting into tears, prayed God to pardon him without confession. One night in his sleep, he felt someone waking him, and heard a voice saying,
"Go and make your confession."
He went to the church, but yet he did not make his confession. He heard the same voice a second night. Again he went to the church, but after he had entered it, said that he would rather die than confess that sin. He was about to return home, when he thought he would go and recommend himself to the Most Holy Mary, before her image which was in the church. He had hardly kneeled before it, when he felt himself entirely changed. He immediately arose, called for a confessor, and weeping bitterly, through grace received from the Virgin, made a sincere confession, and he afterwards said he felt greater satisfaction than if he had gained all the gold in the world. A Lutheran lady of Augsburg in Germany, who was a very obstinate heretic, happening to pass one day a small Catholic chapel, went in through curiosity. She saw there an image of Mary with the infant Jesus in her arms, and felt moved to make an offering to it. She accordingly went home, took a silk cloth, and brought it to the altar of the Virgin. When she had returned home, the Most Holy Virgin enlightened her to see the errors of her sect, and she went immediately to seek some Catholics, abjured heresy, and was converted to God. There was in Naples a Moor, a slave of Don Octavius de Monaco, who, although he had often been exhorted to leave his Mohammedan sect, remained obstinate, but yet never failed every evening to keep lighted, at his own expense, a lamp before an image of Mary which was in the house. And he said,
"I hope that this lady will grant me some great favor."
One night the Blessed Virgin appeared to him and told him he must become a Christian. Still the Turk resisted, but she placed her hand upon his shoulder and said to him,
"Now no longer resist, Abel. Be baptized and called Joseph."
In the morning he immediately went to be instructed and was baptized. Let it be observed that when the Heavenly Mother appeared to him, after she had converted him, she was about to depart, but the Moor seized her mantle, saying,
"O Lady, when I find myself afflicted, I pray you to let me see you."
In fact, she one day promised him this, and when he was in affliction he invoked her, and Mary appeared again to him, saying,
"Have patience."
And he was consoled.